Separation. Okay, hi everybody. I'm just going to want to go over just a point that we mentioned yesterday. It doesn't really end with the Haggadah, but it's a fundamental point in how the Gra explains Deya and Das. The Tzad HaShem between Deya and Das is that Das is when something is you're connected to it more emotionally. You're connected to it not just in your brain, but it's something you live by. It directs your Hanhaga. You live with that das. So, with that being said, the standard definition of das is after chachma and bina. Chachma is something you heard. You heard facts. Bina is you took those facts and you started analyzing them to understand more about them so you could apply it to something else. And then the chachma bina v'das, das is when you guide your life based on those facts. So, you know, you see, you know, so let's say, you know, if someone tells you, like I said last time, right? Someone tells you that oranges are very good for if you have a cold. That's your chachma, but you have no bina on that because you have no idea why oranges are good for you. They just collected random pieces of information. Once you look into it and you say, I want to turn the chachma into bina, okay, so what about the orange? Is it because of the color? Is it because it's fruit? Is it because of the juice or the calcium, the vitamin C? Oh, it's the vitamin C. Oh, now that's why in fact I can turn it into bina and we made it into Dover and say, well, other things with vitamin C, vitamin C supplement will also be good for my cold. So that's when you turn the chachma into bina. And then the das is when you feel like, oh, it's so important in my life. I feel so, it's so compelled to keep on taking more and more vitamin C so that I protect myself and I become obsessed with vitamin C to the point that I make sure I eat it and drink it and I make sure that I'm always up to date on my vitamin C. That's when, right? Now there's another, that's when you have chachma bina v'das. Deya is the hefech. Deya is before bina. So deya is when you have an intuition on something. Now, an intuition is also an emotional connection, but it's an emotional connection which is not developed. So it's an emotional connection which is very weak. It's an emotional connection which is even before bina, not after bina. So it's an emotional connection to something where you kind of have an intuition and you know, but you're not sure why, right? And you don't know anything about that intuition. So I like this couch, as I said yesterday. Right? So I like that couch. I like it. You know, it's good. But what's good about it? I don't know. This type of pillow, this type of material. So you have to convert the deya into, it's not a chachma because no one told it to me. And therefore, I didn't hear it from the outside and it's not intellectual, but it's a deya. It's something that I feel, right? Sometimes people just feel certain things morally, it's just not right. So it's a deya on something, but you don't know what's wrong with it exactly. Sometimes people will come and tell me a certain deal. It doesn't feel right to me. Well, what doesn't feel right to you about it? So then you have to break it down. You turn it into bina. Once you've turned that deya into bina, now you can go and turn it back into das and say, well, if that's the case, I'm for sure not going to do it. And now you're living up to the das, so you can connect it. You can connect back to it.
Right. Well, the ma'aseh Nusar Hashem has said deya bina the has.
Okay, fine. So they're not going back to the third level of das. It's chayin a das. At the end. The point is that so they're not addressing das in that bracha in the end. Only in that point.
So what's safe?
Huh?
So what is safe?
Maybe I don't know. I'm not here to talk about that. Okay, anyway, that's just reviewing that point. So now let's go into the next piece in the Halach Ma'anya. The Goyim says, we say Halach Ma'anya di acholu avasana. So the next piece in the Goyim is pretty well known. It's a well-known concept. And the Goyim says, this lechem oini, we're focusing on all the anias that the bread represents. So focusing on all the bread, and all the anias of the bread, is focusing on the matzah, the echalo avasana bar the Mitzrayim. It's focusing on the matzah that they didn't eat in Mitzrayim. It's not focusing on the matzah that they ate when they left Mitzrayim. But he says the chag hamatzos, the yomtif, is called chag hamatzos, is not called chag lechem oini. It's not focusing on the matzah, in terms of that they left with Lo Yachlu B'nei Yisrael, you know, right? So the matzah that the Yom Tov is named after is Tak the matzah of the Geula. It's the matzah that represents that they left Bechipozim. But the matzah on the table right now is the Lechem Oini, which represents the matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim while they were poor. So there's two matzahs here on the Yom Tov. There's the matzah which the Egyptians, the Rishonim say, the Egyptians served slaves in those days matzah because it fills you up, etc. So that is the matzah we're representing now, calling it Lechem Oini. There's another din in the matzah, that the matzah is the matzah of not the Oini. The matzah is the matzah of the Geula, and that we don't get to until later. Perhaps that's the process that the matzah starts also at the Lechem Oini. It doesn't say that, but fine. Now, Ach machmas ha-lechem ha-she-ochlu, machmas ha-chipozen, inenu shayich likroi lechem oini, machmas shayu baratzen toiv v'simcha, that's not Lechem Oini. Okay, and he says that we started off last time that there are dalet shrichim lahaydois, and we have to be moide on all four of the things that we left Mitzrayim, we got refuah, etc. And fine, v'negdon is arba koisos, v'dalet geulois, v'dalet kushois, v'dalet banim. So the arba banim, the arba kashis, the arba koisos, and the arba geulois are negging each one of these four levels that we left Mitzrayim, that we left the that poverty. Okay, now here the Goyim says a mind-boggling chiddush. Okay, however old you are, if you're in my case, you're 40 or whatever, and in other people's cases, you may be older than me if you're on this call right now. I don't think you ever heard anything like this. Is parakeh from everything you heard every Pesach your whole life. Okay, everyone knows that we have four koisos connected to arba lashonos of geula. What are the arba lashonos of geula? Says the guy Toy Sefer. There's no lakachti. Lakachti is not one of the four lashonos. Because if lakachti would be one of the four lashonos, then what happened to Vevesi?
Is that the question
here? Made up stuff. So the lakachta, is after the geula. The lakachta is after the geula. So the Goyin says, no, it's tosai for the midrashim. There's no such thing. There's only three lashonos of geula, not four. But tesi v'itzalti v'gaalti. But the geula is made up of two parts. It's made up of zroya netuya and shortin v'dolim. So since the geula had two parts to it, those are the two lashonos that we're finishing off with, but it's the third lashon which is split up into two. So memela says again, the way the kaisis work is really it's three lashonos to the geula. So there's one kais, the second kais, and then the third kais is really the third and fourth together. And he says that's why the halacha is you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth kais, because the third and the fourth kais is really one lashon of geula split up into two, but there's no lakacht in the picture. There's a massive chiddush from the Gro. That's what he says. Like I said, I think it's very surprising. And he says, if you look in the Arizal gives a kavana for each kois. And he says the third and the fourth kois is the same kavana. Because it's really one kois. It's really one inyan. So you're making the first kois and the second kois, you're building up the geula. Finally, at the crux of the geula, but there's two steps in it, so you got to split up the kois into two, but you're splitting up the third kois into two. They're much more related. The third and fourth kois are much more related than the other kois. This is what Goyin says here. And he brings a raya, because in Yerushalmi, it says a different remez for the four kois. It doesn't say it's off the Lashonos of Geula. Or it says that, but it says something else also. In Yerushalmi, it says that the four Lashonos of Geula, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Keneged Arba Koisos Shel Paroi, and Rabbanan Amri Keneged Dalet Koisos Shel Puranios. Oh, here. Ukinegdan arba asra kodesh baruchu lahashkas is arba koisis shal nechamais. Hashem is going to give us in the future four kaisis and brings four psukim. One is Hashem minas cholki v'kaisi. One, the shanta b'shem and roishi kaisi revaya. Two, and kaisi shuais esa. Three. So where's the four? Zok the Gemara kaisi yeshuais. There's two yeshuais. So zok the Gemara, you see from the Yerushalmi that it's only. It's really three kaisais, but the third kais we split up into two. It's two levels of the Yeshua. Based on that, the Gra says these four kaisais are also connected. The four things that we say in Keladin, or right before Keladin, the four tekufais in history, that it says Oilam Haza. Now, most Mepharshim are matmi on that because really Mesa Mashiach comes before Olam Haba, so it should be the opposite. But Al Kopanim depends how you touch it, whatever. So the Gaon says the first kais is keneged Olam Hazeh, which is a kais of kiddush. Our job is to mekadosh the world. That's all I'm going to say. The next kais is negedi moisa mashiach. We're misaper by yitzias mitzrayim. And yitzias mitzrayim is kimeitzeischa mitzrayim arenu neflois. That's going to be the moisa mashiach, the shoyu shoyu moisa mashiach, and everything's going to come from yitzias mitzrayim. The third is tchias amesim. Why? Because that's to do with berkas amosin. A remez to the Suda of Leviathan. This is Dr. Grah. The fourth is Olam Haba, which is Halal Gadol, which is another, Olam Haba, another dagger. But Tres HaMesim and Olam Haba are related. So Memeila, those are Shnaim Sheinachas in the third Kaisis, has Tres HaMesim together with Olam Haba, and that's in the third and fourth Kais, how they're related. But the Yisod of this Grah here is that the third and the fourth Kais are related, and you learned that from Yerushalmi, and you know what does that have to do with Halach Mani? Absolutely nothing, but it happens to come in over here. Okay, so I was talking to someone last night or today. He's like, you know, this growth thing is hard. Meaning, the growth that God is not telling you Vertlach. There's no Vertlach on here. Like, oh, I read a convention from Shana. You know, this is not Vertlach. This is Yisoides, the whole limud by itself. So it's, you know, question is up, but it's difficult. Anyway, okay, Shkarach on my side, we'll be in touch. We'll see if we get at the very end. My goal is at the very end, maybe we'll get to the Halach Ma'anya. I mean, to the Chagadya. The Chagadya of the Gra is its own thing. It's far.
What are the two levels of the Gaula?
What are they?
The
Gra's Lashon is that the two levels of the Gula are Yad Chazaka and Zrayin Atuya and Shvatim Gedolim. Which I guess what that means, I have to see how the Gra learns what Zrayin, what those things mean. I didn't look it up. Later on in the Haggadah, we mentioned those things. Of Zroyin Natuya and Shvatim Gedolim. I'm not sure in the Gras Pirsh what those mean, but they're apparently two levels. Something like one is punishing the Mitzrayim, one is saving us, something like that. But that's what he says.
Okay.
Okay. Zroyin Natuya. Yeah. Okay. Shkayach.